Now, this man Jeremiah, brokenhearted, wants to go to God and pray for his people. That's very pious and very fine. And you know God says to him here something that's quite wonderful. He says to him, chapter 15, now verse 1, "Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth." Now we are moving over the borderline where there is absolutely no help or hope for the people. They have gone now too far, and judgment is coming upon them. And he says, "Why, Jeremiah, don't you worry because I'm not hearing your prayer and I'm not saving the people. Why," he says, "if Moses stood before me." And you remember, Moses was a marvelous intercessor. God said he would destroy the people and would fulfill his promise through Moses. Moses went in prayer before God, and God held back the judgment and did not destroy the people, and he brought them into the land. And now if Moses was present, God says it wouldn't do a bit of good now. And if Samuel could pray, you remember, for the people, and again, judgment was averted because of Samuel. But now, even if Samuel was present, God says, I wouldn't hear him. These people now have stepped over a borderline. Now, you can understand this man giving a message now of nothing in the world but judgment. And I'm just going to lift out one verse here at verse 5. "For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward." And that's backsliding. "Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I'm weary with repenting. I'm tired of you coming and saying you're going to do better. And you weep, but you go right back and continue the same sins. God says, now the time has come, and I intend to judge you." Well, that doesn't make Jeremiah popular. Now, Josiah was his friend, but not Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim, an evil man. He doesn't like this man, Jeremiah, at all. He's a fly in the ointment. He's causing trouble. Now, will you listen to Jeremiah? This man, in spite of the fact that he's a weeping prophet, and he gives this very difficult message to give, he really had a sense of humor. He went to the Lord and he cried out in verse 10. Listen to this. He says, "Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth." Why, he says, nobody likes me. And I gargle with Listerine, and they still don't like me because my words are terrible to them, and they don't care for them. Now, listen to what he says. "I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me." And that's a very interesting thing. Jeremiah says, I don't lend money to anybody, and I don't borrow money from anybody. And friends, that's the one way you can lose friends. A man, he's a Christian man. He told me about how a man came to him, was a professing Christian, wanted him to let him have some money. And I think the man was foolish to let him have it. He told him about a project that he had where he could turn the money over and double it in a very short time. Well, he didn't double it. He lost it. And he couldn't pay him back. The fact of the matter is, they broke up a good friendship. It wrecked a relationship that they had. If you want to lose friends, start loaning the money, friends. And Jeremiah knew that. Jeremiah says, you'd think I'd been loaning money around here. Nobody wants to speak to me. Nobody's interested in me at all. Now, Jeremiah, at this time, turns to the word of God that was written, that been found, and he says, verse 16, "The words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now, this man took the word of God that had been found, and he found his consolation. He ate it. He digested it. It became part of him. Oh, how we need today to get into the word of God. And not just this little surface thing of learning a few little rules and having sort of a little school where we learn some steps that you take. My friend, we need to get in the word of God. And if you get in the word of God, God can take it. And as he did for Jeremiah, brought joy and rejoicing to the man's heart. And only the word of God can do that. Now, this man finds that he's in real difficulty. His hometown, you remember, they got rid of him. They didn't like him. And his own family rejected him. His brethren would have nothing to do with him. And his life is really in danger. Verse 21, God says, "And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible." God says, you just stay on the firing line. I'll take care of you.